Travel Talk with Egypt Air. Explore a world of history and beauty with four weekly direct flights to Cairo. Enjoy the warm winter and get ready to embark on your Egyptian adventure.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk with Ed back in this weekend. We're heading to sunny climes. To a place where I probably have one of the best holidays in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. And Egypt is back on the map again.
Robbie, absolutely. And of course, as you know, we have direct flights now from Dublin to Cairo with Egypt Air, which is brilliant. And by the way, they've great connections onward as well. I was looking the other day at different destinations. I was looking at South African places. So it's not just Egypt, but a really good airline, Robbie. And the Great Pyramids, the Valley of the Kings, the Nile, the Red Sea. It just conjures up these names. They're redolent of the grand adventure, Robbie, the golden age of travel, you know, when people just absolutely love to do these big bucket list tours. So I suppose I was very lucky a good few years ago. I did the Luxor, the Valley of the Kings and the Queens. I did the Nile cruise. I stayed. There was a lovely Hilton there on the Nile. It was great value. And it was one of the best holidays, like you said, right? You were in a different part. I wasn't where you were now. But that's another hugely popular place there. It's the Hurghada, of course, up there, and Sharm el-Sheikh. I mean, did you have a fabulous holiday in terms of a package holiday?
It was 2 weeks of relaxation and sunshine and good food and all of that stuff. So it certainly resonates with me.
Yeah, I think Egypt, what people probably will know anyway, has so many knockout sites, you know. And I mean, the one thing that a lot of people do as well, and I loved it as well, there's a beautiful trip from the Nile to the one I did, the cruise on the Nile from Luxor to Aswan. And of course, the famous Aswan Dam Rally, the famous Aswan Dam Rally is amazing. Now, there you visit like Karnak, the Valley of the Kings, Abu Simbel, the Valley of the Queens. You do camel markets, ancient stone quarries. I remember when I was in Luxor, you know, there's donkeys on the streets. There was little shops. And at whatever time you passed, at the middle of the night, the fella would jump up. He'd be behind the stall if you wanted a bottle of 7-Up or something. But, of course, the historic sites. Now, Giza, the pyramids in Giza, of course, absolutely incredible. The Egyptian Museum, one of the best in the whole world, of course, right? And you can imagine yourself when you go there and you experience these. It's incredible to look at. You look and you think to yourself, how in the name of God did anyone ever build these things, right?
Yeah, because it's still a mystery, isn't it?
It is incredible. And I think that what you're saying, it is a mystery. And I mean, the Karnak Temple, it's just phenomenal. And the Sphinx, you know, and you look at it and you're like, God, I mean, incredible. And when you go back to the pharaohs, and when you like talk about the history there in that whole area, how the Nile, of course, that whole valley, the fertile, the beautiful, green, lush areas, you know, of Egypt itself as well. I mean, it's absolutely super. But I love the fact that you get to do all. I mean, I loved the fact that you did all these wonderful things, right? I mean, Alexandria had one of the biggest libraries in the world. You know, Alexander the Great, of course.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a ruin. But there's. I mean, I haven't even touched on a lot of the Egypt stuff. But I must say, now I'm really excited to do the pyramids properly. I want to do again the Nile cruise and the Valley of the Kings and the Queens, and the value is very good. Now, people, you can do it, by the way, yourself, and you can book local tours to a lot of the different companies. But for this, I would say it's a very good idea to book a package. There's great deals. Mm-hmm. Like your travel agent here, you have Intrepid Travel, Exodus, Cox and Kings. There's loads of different options to do.
And do a lot of people do these Nile cruises?
Oh yeah, they absolutely. And there's a huge variety of age groups on those now as well, by the way, because they're great value, you know. I mean, you can organise with local, from the airport, you can organise for $80 to be picked up from the airport and do a whole day, Robbie, of the pyramids. And then they drop you to your hotel, you know, and you get the transfer in from the airport. So yeah, the travel agent will they know all this kind of stuff.
And are you looking at now expense in terms of flights and hotel stays and all of that?
Yeah, no, I mean, no, Egypt is really, really good value. I was looking there at a 7-night trip with one of the, I think it was through Exodus or Intrepid, and everything included was like, I think it was about 1,200 for a week. Now, that was everything included. With Egypt Air, of course, you can, you know, your flights can be from 400, 500 euro return. So you can just package up your own holiday. But again, I think for something like Egypt, it's nice because there's a lot involved in it, you know, the language, things like that as well. Mm. Cairo is, of course, a bustling city. I mean, Cairo itself, to go for three or four nights to Cairo would be an amazing weekend. I mean, think of like similar sort of Istanbul type experience. Great bazaars, great shopping, you know, brilliant city. And again, you can do, you could just do the pyramids, dip your toe in and just do that. It's about 8 hours to drive from Cairo to Luxor. So, you know, you could
and
do
and
it.
And the difference is now between Luxor and Cairo. Cairo is much more a modern, bustling sort of city as compared to the historic.
Vibrant, yeah. And
Luxor.
Again, vibrant. And the food is incredible. That's the other thing about, again, you don't hear a lot, I suppose, about Egyptian cuisine. Again, it has that Middle Eastern, but African influences on it. But amazing food, right, that you get in all the different places. And it's a real culture shock in a good way. You know, and I really enjoyed it. And it was very, it's a very safe place. I had some friends who went there last year and they didn't, they were going to go in August and they changed it to late September because it was too hot in August. I would say like try and go April, May, you know, March, April, May time. It's again, because where you're located, you're in a very warm place. So probably avoid the high summer if you don't like the heat. But again, brilliant value. I mean, that you were saying that. And again, the Luxor, it's definitely don't like. I would definitely not go to Egypt and not do 7 to 10 days, because if you can do Cairo 3 days and then you can do if you could do a 4 day cruise along the Nile, if you could do Aswan, Abu Simbel, and the Valley of the Kings,
or
and
you
Queens,
could decide to have the sun holiday portion 1 week.
You could
and
do
then
what you did,
sit
just by the sunbed, like. But like snorkeling, like the Hurghada and the Red Sea, I mean, if you want to just do that, I mean, that is probably one of the best snorkeling destinations in the world. You see, I was watching one of the programs, David Attenborough, recently, and the amount, I think, was like, I don't know how many fish they have. It's stunning. And of course, snorkeling is very relaxing and easy. I prefer it to scuba diving any day of the week.
So where would we get information now? Is there a good website we can go to?
Yeah, I mean, the EgyptAir.com is for your flights if you want to do that. But I would just say contact your travel agent. Companies like Intrepid, Exodus, you know, Cox and Kings are very posh in the UK. If you want to get ideas, have a look at those. And I would say put your bucket list together and then shop around and go to your, I mean, you know, I think for that your travel agent would be a great one, because again, they have lots of brochures as well, and I love an old brochure, obviously, you know, because
so
I'm old fashioned.
I missed that actually.
Yeah, some of those brochures are great, but it is really, you know, to see, I mean, I think before anyone in your life, the Sphinx is the pyramids and this ancient place where a lot of people say civilization sort of originated. It's just a must-see.
It's one of those wonders of the world you got to see, isn't it?
And it's great, isn't it? Just fabulous, Robbie. Like, who would have thought a few years ago we'd have direct flights from Dublin to Cairo? You know, isn't it brilliant? Dublin Airport, the DA, they're doing a great job.
All we need now is to find somewhere to park before we go there.
Listen, Robbie, it's called the bus. Don't bother. No way. I get the bus. It's great.
Fantastic. Talking all about Egypt and the land of the pharaohs, Ed on Travel Talk, back next weekend here on Saturday Live.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air. Explore a world of history and beauty with 4 weekly direct flights to Cairo. Enjoy the warm winter and get ready to embark on your Egyptian adventure.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.